Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The weekend kicks off hot over Gauteng and parts of Limpopo, partly cloudy over Mpumalanga and Limpopo, but no forecasts for thunderstorms. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 28, Joburg 26, Mbombela 29, Emalahleni 27, and Rustenburg a high of 31 degrees.
In Pretoria, there is queuing traffic on Solomon Mahlangu Drive southbound towards the N4 highway.
There are already long queues outside some shops, in especially Woodmead in Johannesburg and in other cities, where people wait for the doors to open for Black Friday. It's the day of deals and discounts that traditionally kicks off spending for the festive season. However, economists are warning consumers to only buy what is needed. And the Spanish government has approved a paid climate leave of up to 4 days for workers to avoid travelling during weather emergencies. It comes a month after floods killed 230 people and anger towards companies who ordered employees to keep working despite a red alert issued by the National Weather Agency. The new leave measure also allows for employees to go home immediately when a weather emergency is issued. And now, on to the latest business news. The Reserve Bank says the outlook for financial stability in South Africa has improved after the May elections, the suspension of load shedding and the expectation of lower interest rates. Reuters reports the Reserve Bank states in the second edition of its financial stability review, however, that risks remain. These include persistently low and inequitable domestic economic growth, the impact of climate change on the financial sector and the ever-present threat of a cyber incident with systemic impact. Reaction to the Reserve Bank review helped boost the rand against the US dollar. And on Asian markets, the yen also rallied this morning. That was after forecast-busting inflation data out of Tokyo boosted talks of another Japanese interest rate cut next month. A dollar now trading at 18 rand 7 cents, a euro 19 rand 9 cents, a pound up to 22 rand 6 cents. Gold at $2,657.71 per fine ounce, oil at $73.21 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza. There's more news at 7.
Oh, what a crazy day of cricket in Durban yesterday. I think 19 wickets fell in all on the day. The Proteas, though, firmly in control after day two of the first test against Sri Lanka, reaching 132 for three at stumps. That's a second innings lead of 281. Marco Jansen claimed an unbelievable 7 for 13, with Sri Lanka dismissed for just 42 runs, the lowest ever test score against South Africa.
We saw the boys doing quite a bit, so that was a very good sign for us. But when the sun came out this morning, we didn't think it was going to nip as much still. When we saw the ball was moving around, we liked the look of it, and we knew if we put the ball in the right area, we'll make things happen.
Oh, what a performance. Tim Abavuma and Tristan Stubbs will resume on 24 and 17 not out respectively this morning. Half past nine, they get going. Plenty of action in the Europa League last night. In selected results, Manchester United marked Ruben Amorim's first game at Old Trafford with a 3-2 victory over Bodo Glimt. In London, Tottenham held 2-2 by Roma. In other results, Atletico Bilbao, they remain unbeaten after a 3-0 win over Augsburg. Also, Conference League action, which saw Chelsea retain top spot in that tournament by beating Heidenheim 2-0. Five-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek has accepted a one-month suspension after testing positive for a heart medication. The International Tennis Integrity Agency accepts that it was caused by the contamination of a non-prescription medication that she'd been taking for jet lag and sleep issues. And former Wallabies winger Wendell Saylor will return to the Sydney courts in January after an alleged alcohol-fueled bar incident. Saylor faces multiple charges stemming from an altercation, and I know it's stupid, but I had to.
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? Lie in the morning.
It's like life set him up.
Yeah, I know. Saylor got drunk. I had to. That's your sport.